We know the president didn't get all the information. Some people try all they did there, bivouac, can't even come to, they continue. They can't even do the inspection. They can't hear, they pay penalty on them. That's why the president say, you move all that penalty from all the people. The man go there, he do it. He not do it, he can't. Then he can't do a business, move that penalty from on him. So that penalty, that job will be big people then now. Now one can't tell all where really happening or how they doing it. But the president say, whether you go to China, you went to Ireland, you went to Dubai, the inspection was not done, beaver not do it. When you bring the container here, check and pay the duty, all that penalty that was on it. And if you finish moving now, that's what she say. So that job will be big people then need to tell. But the secretary here will be telling you where beaver and other things, that one, they can do the paper there. He will tell you that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Smith, that question you raised, that fan question. Let me just tell the Liberian people one thing so they can understand. Marcel is still here talking. I don't even know what the Biva doing here. Because Biva not supposed to be in Liberia anymore. Our president, Man Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, signed to one big organization. They call the World Trade Organization, WTO. They get one big agreement that the horse has ratified. They call it the Trade Facilitation Agreement. If you look at that paper, it say, there should be no third party within our clearing and processing business. So what Biva doing here, we not even understand it. The big paper, the president signed, it says, customer use your transaction value. That means when you go to the market to buy the let me use beta ball. You pay $5 for the beta ball. You ask a woman, how much the woman give you paper? When you bring it to the border or somewhere, when customs look at that paper, they say that $5. The only thing customs supposed to do is to check. Call that market woman that you buy that thing from, say, oh, Mr. Smith or Mr. Innes bring the paper here. He say he buy beta ball, $5. That true. Once a woman say, yeah, that true, customs will look at that particular paper, and then they bill you to calculate all the taxes, the import duty, the equal trade level, the ETL, the GST. Everything customs supposed to do it. Mm. But it's not happening now. You bring your goods now, the customs officer will just look at that beta boy. He go to the internet. You buy the beta boy from Raya Jalatan or from Raya Serlu, the man will go to Japan. How much is selling one beta boy in Japan? Then you look at it. Boo! Then you look at the press. Then he go, he bill you. That what brings this money problem in the hard time. So we say, Mama Ellen, you need to low in it. We suffer it's not easy. So money problem, they both blame you, but we say we know, and now you, the problem. The people way down there, that there, when you say the thing, say, y'all do the one, the people are supposed to do it, the people that are interacting with, that the people, the problem, they're not doing it. Man, you need to look at it. Thank you.
Okay, and they beef up people there, they're not free for all to go there. The business people can pay them money. In Liberia, we pay them 1.2% of our FOB value, or 190 if the FOB is less than 15,000. Then the people they want oversee again will still pay them extra money. So that 2 times we pay them. So the government here now, if the government who's supposed to do the inspection, not able to do the inspection, and the government hire beaver to do the inspection, let the government pay the beaver instead of making the business people to be paying extra money that causing things to be hard. Or then they tell beaver, say thank you, go sit down, we'll do our own work. Simple.
Okay. Okay, they want, we hold our mama, we hear they want clear. Right now, we cry, we say, no job, no job, no job. If we just go by what the WTO say, Hillary, the job that will be in Liberia will not be easy. Because just inspection alone, to do inspection alone in Liberia, you need officers, and there will be a lot of equipment, there will be a lot of experienced people to do that job. Then job, it will just be wasting around here. You'll be waking up and be the America where you can go to 2-3 jobs, that's how the country will be. So the president said that we do everything to make sure that people can get relief. Because Hillary, today now as we speak, a lot of businesses are setting their workers down because importation is very slow. And I want to believe the president said have seen in her own wisdom that we are struggling. Liberia is struggling. I will tell you for free. We are at the frontier, at the port. I can tell you over the period of 6 months. It is true that we say we generated the money, but the manner in which the money has been generated is not in the good faith of the business community. At the end of the day, you see businesses are shutting down. They are setting workers down. Liberians are losing jobs on a daily basis because once the business are not moving and things are not going well. And the president looked at and said, you know what? Now we have a new trend. Those penalty and other thing, let us remove it. And the thing is just quite simple. The president just made it very clear. Let we have some stimulation, economic growth, and package for the business community. Why we want director or someone in authority to see it as a problem? And only when the president says you must add money, then you see it as a gain. It's not everything that government benefit from. There are sometimes the government go around the world. They call something called tax breaks. Tax breaks are given to the business and private sector to make sure that all of the losses all the time that they can regain it so that the government can order to do more business. But if all the, okay, that's Zoom now. If the president has not came out there as executive order to encourage business, I want to bring you some business that will try to go because of the order they are here now. Mm-hmm. Because they know there is something in the point that to come.
So, they're waiting.
Yeah, so they are waiting now. But let us Zoom. If all of the businesses in Liberia close, who do you collect the money from? It's just a two-way street. Whom do you collect the money from? Will you force the money from the ground? We said no. So the president has seen in her wisdom to say, look, let us create a tax break. Most especially at my exit time. So that when someone is coming in, let the privilege be there until that person can make his or her decision on how the business community will run. And other people in the hierarchy of the government will be appointed by the presidency. We will do it our way. We see it as a serious problem and a challenge to the office of the president. We want to say thank you to the Liberian people. God bless you.
Avin Tume, the big man for the custom brokers of Liberia. Also on the program was Jean Hina. He the vice president, and Ine Soga, the secretary general, the man who can write for the group. My name is Justin Kono.
One nation, one people, united we stand, divided we will surely fall. Let's put this war behind us. No need to blame one another, my friend. We have made some mistakes somewhere along the way.
24 hours a day. So let's join Jamaica, Sanukwe, Ganta, Banga, Buchanan.